Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Huh. But, I mean, they're all, you know, they're
I'm
all
sorry.
Doing their thing.
Stand by.
So.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I've got our good friend Beverly Flexington here, too. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the human behavior coach. She's a business advisor specializing in organizational behavior and how to help people become the best people. The best professionals they can be. She has a new book out, among other books. She's also the author of Self-Talk for a Calmer You, the Pocket Guide to Sales and Financial Advisors, and her new book is called The Essential Sales Guide for Entrepreneurs and Business Owners. That's you and me, Beverly. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. You know, it's always my honor to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on another new book.
Thank you. Yes, so excited to have written this one because I think that this is an area that so many small business owners struggle in. So I'm very excited to get it out early this year.
Well, one of the things that we talk a lot about on the show over the years, and I'm sure you and I have too, couched in another concept, is the idea, the notion, the practice of delegating. And we know that the company can't grow, our business cannot grow, or I should, let me just say it this way, our business grows on the ability of we have to delegate. If you don't delegate, you're not going to grow. And one of the things we often don't think about delegating, until it's too late, maybe we wait too long, is to delegate who's going to do the selling. What do you think?
I so agree with you on this one, Jim. I think so many of our small business owners and entrepreneurs are talented people who are very good at whatever it is that they do, you know, their craft. So they've got an incredible product or they've got some great service they're offering. They're not necessarily wired to be salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they can't learn it. I do think some people can learn it. But why not, when you think about the day that you're given, the 100% of time that you have to slice up into different sections, you know, why not think about outsourcing some of that, whether it be the lead generation part, whether it be, you know, helping you to create materials. But I so agree with you that this is an area that there's so many talented people that you can leverage without having, I think, to hire a full-time person. Do you think that it's something that someone has to put on staff? I
mm-hmm.
think you can actually do this well by outsourcing elements.
Well,
it's
an interesting situation here because some business owners are natural, maybe even professional. All right, look, when I started my business, I've been a professional salesperson for a half a century, Beverly. So, I mean, when I started my business, I didn't need someone to sell my business, but I needed someone to do other things. You know what I mean? So there are other people who come to ownership, and they're really good at the technical, the organizational, you know, those kinds of things, but they're not so good in sales. And so it's interesting how we all have our different things that we have to delegate, and some of us need to delegate sales.
You know, but you really raise, I think, such an important point, Jim. I teach a class, Entrepreneurship 101, at the local college in Boston, and I tell my students all the time, you know, the most important thing I believe as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, is know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
I have to know what is it that my strengths are, you know, what is it that I'm incented and interested in learning, right? So because something's not a strength today doesn't mean I can't develop it as a strength.
Right.
And then what are those things I'm not that good at or not interested in? You know, for the longest time when I started my business many years ago, I just absolutely felt I should be the one to do all the financial
mm-hmm.
stuff, right? I learned QuickBooks, and then I started getting those letters from the government saying I didn't file the right form, and why wasn't I paying, you know, workman's
right.
comp on something, and I realized...
Those are always fun, aren't they?
You know, and I said, this is no definitely not my strength, but I don't like it. I need to outsource it. So we do have to be, I think, self-reflective. You know, and if you love sales and you want to learn more about it, absolutely. If you don't, maybe think about a way to find a complement to you that can work on that aspect.
But you also, and this is something you do really well in your career, in your practice, and also in this new book, is you also might need to be, even if you're not a trained salesperson, it's quite possible that you might be the best person to sell your business, at least for the time being, and maybe you need to learn how to sell. And that's what your book's all about, isn't it?
It really is. And Jim, don't you think we should take a minute even to define, you know, what does it mean to be a salesperson? You know, I think we have this false idea. A kid is little and they're talkative. They never shut up. And somebody says to them, gosh, you know, you're going to be a salesperson when you grow up. I mean, you and I know we are both salespeople through and through, but the best salespeople don't talk the most.
That's right.
They listen. They try to solve problems for somebody. So
selling is a combination of art and science.
Yes. But if you're passionate about what you do, you really want to learn more
mm-hmm.
about how can you help somebody, right?
Mm-hmm. But there are some people who are turned in such a way that they're not that they don't come across very well, and they typically hire somebody to do all their selling. But there are plenty of people in our someone who's professionals are typically the best examples to me of people who need to learn how to sell, like an accountant or or an architect or an engineer or someone like that who has their own business. They're typically not their personalities, the way they're wired is typically not in the way of sales, but you know, those are the kind of people who need to learn how, and that's why you wrote your book.
And don't you think, though, if we can teach them some of the skills, some of the strategies, oftentimes those people end up being most successful simply because they don't come across as natural
mm-hmm.
salespeople.
If you can get
an engineer, right, that learns
right.
how to ask these questions, that person's going to have a lot of credibility.
Well, you know, and you and I both know that just being excited about what you have to sell goes a long way with customers, with prospects. And who's going to be more excited about their product than the person who created it?
And I think the person who created it also can talk about what's the need for it.
The application, absolutely.
Right?
Bev, I need your website, please.
It is the-collaborative.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. We're going to take a quick break right back with Beverly Flaxenton. The new book is called The Essential Sales Guide for Entrepreneurs and Business Owners.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.